Saturday, February 27th. They're bringing along special guest, Free Energy from Philadelphia. If you want tickets, go to Zulu Records, Scratch Records, Red Cat Records, or check out ShenuPresents.com.
Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Becky, and normally I'd be introducing this side of Monday here from 6 to 7:30 on Mondays, but today we're actually having a very special edition of Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, which maybe we'll call Live from Monday Radio Hell. But Ben Lai, host of Radio Hell, has brought in a very special guest, Julie Dwaron of Eric's Trip, and who's put out a bunch of really great solo stuff. Most recently, an album out on Jag Jaguar from earlier this year, about a year ago. And she's going to be in playing a solo set before she heads off on a big tour, I believe, of Japan and China, perhaps. But she'll tell you all about it. Clearly, my details are all befuddled. So until that gets started, I'm going to play a couple of songs until we're ready. I'm going to start off with the song Heart Trumpet off of Brastronaut's Mount Chimera. They just finished touring with Woodhands and tonight are heading down to Fargo, North Dakota to play, I believe, their first headlining show of the tour. And they've been having a great time from what I've heard. So this is off of their new album, and hope you enjoy it.
Hot world, hot sound flow. Keep on sailing. before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
So if you're a longtime listener to my show, you probably know that I love that song. It's called Laura Palmer's Prom, and it's from You Say Party, We Say Dies, XXXX. And I finally started watching Twin Peaks, and I understand now. I understand. Anyway, they're on tour right now. They are finally being allowed into the U.S. They're going to be down at South by Southwest, and then they're going back across Canada with makeup videotapes, so you'll have a chance to catch them then. Before that, I played Gigi Maintenant. I don't know how to say it. It's a French word because it means now, I believe, in French. I'm almost certain. I played Won't Someone Tell Me, which is featuring the lovely vocal stylings of Mira. For that, Bastronaut. And Julie has entered the building, so I do only have a couple more things to say and a couple more songs to play. First is that next week is International Women's Day, and apparently having a show devoted to mainstream pop songs and comparing them to indie songs and using female role models such as Missy Elliott in this discourse isn't womanly enough. So someone's going to be filling in for me. And I don't know who that is, and I don't know what they're doing, but I won't be here. The next week, I'm going to be away, so Jordy Yao is in. So, it's almost a whole month without Mondays. Maybe I'll catch you at the end if I still exist. I don't know. Anyway, so I'm going to play a song by the lovely Paul Ghost called I Won't Support Your Love, which I think I played 2 weeks ago. Actually, you know what? Let's play something new. I will play Shaolin Barbershop, and then maybe one more track after that, and then we'll get to Julie.
I was a motocross champion. I knew the hills, I knew the mountains. With my spandex gloves and racing pants, took that show from town to town. But then I saw you on the
We are having a MySpace mishap. So I'm going to play we'll let this finish.
You
then.
Did this jump and my heart stopped. Shaolin Barbershop, Shaolin Barbershop, Shaolin certain places where I often feel afraid. Parties always.
Everyone caught my distance over a witch so dead. You're gonna call my distance never to wait and pass in. Just
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ahead of him, yes, he's the only one. As he travels on foot after foot, he don't care where it begun. Cause he knows where he is going, and he knows where he is from. But he don't see where his footsteps lay. As he plays one after one. On the way, on the way, on the way. He feels a billion feelings and he hurts with human pain. But he swears he'll keep on moving till the answer comes his way. He just goes where he is going, as he came from where he's from. But he don't see where his footsteps lay and the road has come undone. On the way, on the way.
Was Rick White, and either his name is Rick White Album or the album's called Album, but Ben Lai didn't tell me. The album might be called 137. I don't know. Anyway, Ben Lai, who's now here with Julie, played the song Back Home. And before that, I played Land of Talk. The song was called 16 Asterisk. And if we're ready, we'll switch over to the Ben Lai microphone. Are we ready, Ben Lai? One sec. What is really important to know about is the Discorder fundraiser that's coming up on Friday at the Biltmore. One of the bands that's playing is Apollo Ghost, which is why I tried to play that Apollo Ghost song that kept messing up on MySpace. But yeah, Friday at the Biltmore, it's $15, but that's worth it. It's a one-year subscription.
We're ready
in 10 seconds. Okay. $15, Biltmore. There's a million bands, Fanshawe, Boogie Monster, Coban, which used to be Manta Ray Gun, and lots of other bands. There's a Facebook invitation. And I'm going to be there, and I'll give you high fives. It'll be kind of like being downtown yesterday after the hockey game, except everyone will just be excited about Discorder, and everyone will just randomly give you high fives and start dance parties and Sears and sing, oh, Discorder. And it's going to be a great, wild and crazy time, so save your $15 for the week, and we'll have prizes. Also, if you're a CITR volunteer, we're having a volunteer appreciation party on Thursday at Cabin after our annual general meeting, and our annual general meeting starts off... Okay, it starts off elections for the new executive, so if you're interested in getting involved with CITR, now's a great time to do it. And I think we're ready to go. If someone's going to give me a thumbs up. Irene, are we ready?
Yeah, you can just go ahead and say. So take me to the country land. It's time for us to make our stand, and it's time to make music right. We know each other better. So carry me up as the place I live. I think I'm ready to give you everything, anything little and big. I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready to live. Minivans. I heard that the other night while she was playing at Live City Yale Town, she told a story about writing the song in a bathroom in Sackville, New Brunswick. Or Nova Scotia. I don't know where Sackville is. But I'm just actually going to play another song, maybe, and then it'll switch out of it. So I'm going to play another track off of this Land of Talk EP. Once again, they're on Saddle Creek Records, but they're originally from Montreal, and it's a pretty cool looking EP. I played 16 Asterisk just moments ago, and now I'm going to play the song As Me. Yeah, like there's the two.
listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I am Becky. It's this side of Thunderbird Radio Hell Monday. But we're having some technical difficulties. We're working it out, but we might just bring Julie Duran into here with her guitar and Ben Lai's interviewing skills, and everything's going to work out great. But what I just played was Colorado Fake Drugs from Record in a Bag. Before that, the Super Fantastics with Fantastic. And I think before that was Land of Talk. But I'm going to play a Discorder fundraiser, and then Brenda Grenot, CITR station manager and guest of this side of Monday. This side of Thunderbird Radio Monday. Hell?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure, says Ben Lai. Okay, then we'll be ready.
He's going into shock. We're losing him. Give me the paddles. We're gonna have to shock him. Clear! Again! Clear! Again! Oh, man!
Local independent print media is in danger of expiring. The Discorder needs your help. Friday, March 5th, CITR hosts a night at the Biltmore to raise funds for Discorder magazine. An all-star lineup of local acts have donated their time to the cause. Performers include Apollo Ghosts, Fine Mist, MT40, Coban, Fanshawe, and Boogie Monster, as well as a special DJ set by the Japan Droids and CITR DJs Cam Dales and Tyler Fedchuk. Amidst the entertainment will be prize giveaways and a silent auction with wicked swag. Keep local independent print media alive and kicking. Friday, March 5th at the Biltmore Cabaret, 395 Kingsway in Vancouver.
Concerning.
All right, we are on the air. My name is Ben. This is This Side of Monday. Very exciting. I'm here with Julie Duran.
Hey.
In studio, which is the main studio. For those that don't know how CITR works, or the show called Live on Thunderbird Radio, how it works is where bands come in and they play in the lounge and we hook them up through the system and blah, 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 blah. But for whatever reason, things break and station this old, things break. So now we move all the action in to the actual on-air booth that we generally do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll just be fun. I'm here, Julie. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thanks. How about you, Ben?
Pretty good. You know, pretty good. It was a nice, busy traffic ride here. Do you just want to start off with a song?
Sure. Can I just do some new songs then?
Yeah, go for it. Go for it, yeah.
Well, I have my little tiny pocket amp, so hopefully it'll sound okay. Can you hear that? Should I turn it down or up or anything?
I can hear it all right, yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll put the headphones on. Is my headphones on?
Yeah, try it.
I'll see.
What's
this sound? One, two. Ooh, you know what? I'm going to take the headphones off because I think I don't have the volume on and I'll just keep them off.
Do you want? These ones are better, actually.
No, it's cool. You know what? I don't need them.
Yeah.
Ooh, what a day. Okay. Okay, I'll start off with this new song. By the lake, there's a rock that lets me lie on top. Ooh. And the grass, yeah, it sings to me.
Julie Doran live on CITR.
Could you hear me okay? I wasn't sure. Okay.
But I'm not the best mixer in the world. just in case you were wondering, I'm here live in studio with Julie Doran in the studio, which normally we don't do. Sometimes some people bring bands in and do stuff like that, but.
Well, normally I don't play sitting down, so we're both doing something new.
Yeah. You can stand up if you want.
Yeah, I thought of that, but I'll just keep it where I am for now. So, yeah, I kind of thought it'd be fun to just do new songs, so that's cool. Like,
what was that song about?
I don't know. Being by the lake.
Yeah.
Being at peace. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
That one is just, like, it's pretty basic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you want to play another song, just so that
people can get what they want,
and then we'll come back and talk a bit about things.
Okay, this is a song about, this one actually is about, like, I wrote it when I woke up one morning and didn't really feel like doing anything and kind of didn't really see why I should ever have to do anything. And
I was like everybody else.
I had no hope. I just didn't know what to do. And so I forced myself to write this song and sort of like realizing, I don't know. Well, you'll hear it. Can you hear that okay?
What do I do when I wake up at 6:30 and I am in the city? I go back to sleep and wait for the streets to wake me with the sounds of passing cars and delivery trucks. So now I wake up around 9 o'clock, all by myself in this bed. There's nowhere to be. This day's just for me, but it's rainy and gray, but that's okay for today. Well, it's one of those days where you don't know what to do, one of those days where you're feeling kind of blue. But we all have to try. But sometimes you don't wanna. But we all have to try. But sometimes I just don't feel like it. But we all have to try. 1, 2, 3.
Usually if this is like full band, it kind of has a big rock out section, but I'll just do a little faded out now.
We all have to try, but sometimes you don't wanna. We all have to try. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Julie Doran live on CITR. I'm going to close that door because the janitor is outside doing the
crunch. Yeah, I heard that. A little bit of crinkling. A little bit of bag crinkling there in the background.
Welcome to college radio. Mm-hmm. The place needs to be clean. So let's talk about you going to Asia for...
Yeah, I'm leaving Wednesday. So today's Monday? Yeah. In one more day.
To Japan and China?
Yeah, Japan then China.
Have you been?
I've been to Japan. I have yet to be in China, so...
Were you playing in Japan the last time you went?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's that?
It was awesome. It was really great. I mean, it's been like 5 years, so I don't know how it's going to go this time, but I'm pretty sure it's going to go really well, because I'll be opening for Mount Erie.
Awesome.
And Mount Erie's toured there many, many times. And then I'll be singing with Mount Erie as well for all the Lost Wisdom songs that we did.
Oh, awesome.
So that's it's going to be really great. And then... I don't know how it'll go in China. It'll be my first time. So,
have you gotten advice about going to China? Like what you need to do, what you need to bring? Do you know anybody who played in China?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. I've spoken to a bunch of people who have been there, and they said it was amazing, but haven't really been given too much advice.
Do you know what to pack?
No, but a friend of mine, I was just talking to someone the other day, and they said I should make sure I have, like, lots of toilet paper on me.
Because they don't have those in China?
I don't know. She said like a lot of the public washrooms didn't have any, so I don't know. That's the only thing she kind of told me.
But,
I mean, I don't know. I'll see when I get there how it actually goes, but that's the only advice I was really given.
Probably you just want to buy them there.
Yeah, sure.
And then not like pack them.
I'm pretty sure.
Just bring like 20 rows of toilet paper. That's like carry on.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's kind of weird advice, but you never... I don't know. That's, like... I'm excited to go. Like, I really don't know what to expect. And, I mean, like I said, Japan was awesome for me the first time, and I had a great time there. So I kind of know what to expect for that, but I think the shows will go really well.
How many cities do you know? Is it a few?
You know what? I haven't even really looked at the schedule yet. I think in China we're doing, like, 4 or 5 shows. I know for sure Beijing and Shanghai... I think, I'm not sure where else, a few other places. And then in Japan, a couple shows in Tokyo, and then I think maybe Nagoya, and I can't remember everywhere else. I just looked briefly the other day, and I can't remember if I'm just remembering days from the time I went before, or if I don't know.
Right.
I just kind of tend to proceed, because I'm on tour a lot this year and I've been traveling a lot, I kind of just tend to look at my schedule the night before each day, kind of. So I guess maybe as a protection mechanism to not get overwhelmed with the future.
Right.
So I kind of just look at what I'm doing at that moment. And I mean, it's weird to not know exactly where you're going, but I don't really need to know right now.
Right.
Yeah.
That's cool. Going back on something else now, which I probably should ask you, how was the show you played with Lou Reed and...
The Neil Young tribute.
The Neil Young tribute show.
That was really, really, really fun. Yeah. It was a great experience.
Who did you play with? For the people that don't know. They know. They do know.
Neil Young tribute, the concept was that it's put on by this man named Hal Wilner, and he's done quite a few of these types of tributes before, and he's worked a lot with, very closely with, like, Lou Reed in the past, and he's done records with, like, William S. Burroughs and Allen Ginsberg. He's been a lot of spoken word albums, and I guess he's done some, you know, production, and he's just a really cool guy, and I think he did one of these Neil Young ones about 6 years ago in New York City, and I think it was his first time doing one in Canada, I'm pretty sure. But it was a really, he was pretty cool person to work with, and getting to know him as a sort of a director, I guess, of the event. And then, working with, I mean, I talked with Lou Reed a little bit and Elvis Costello a bit, but I tended to work more closely with, like, the backing band, and so, which was Broken Social Scene was the Canadian portion of the backing band, and then there was a bunch of musicians also from New York City who were sort of being guided by Joan Wasser, who plays under the name Joan as policewoman. And everybody did a great job working together, and it was just a really good experience to be like a part of a production that was so big. Like, it was a pretty major production. I mean, we started the rehearsals on Monday night, and the first show was Thursday night, and then the second one was Friday night, and it was, I didn't get to rehearsals till Tuesday, but the core band started out on Monday night. And, everybody worked really hard, and I got to sing, like, backing vocals with Mark Kozelik on a song, like, on Albuquerque. And there was tons of great people, Ron Sexsmith, and I mean, everybody who was there was really good. Yeah. Ashti Bunyan, she was like a folk singer from, I believe, the early 70s. It was just really wonderful time. I had a great time.
That's awesome. Was it a big party afterwards? And
yeah, like the first night there was an after party, and then the second night there was a party somewhere as well. Yeah, so I guess there were parties now that I think of it. But I mean, they were pretty mellow. They weren't like out of control or anything. Right. Yeah. But it was good. I was really kind of thrilled that they invite, like it was Broken Social Scene who invited me to be a part of it. And so, so I was kind of thrilled that they thought of me for that.
Mm. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. We're here live on CITR with Julie Doron, and do you want to play another song?
Yeah, I kind of thought it would be fun to do. I just played this song for the first time the other night. I played in Victoria on Saturday night, and it's a song that Dan Romano wrote for the Daniel Fred and Julie Folk album that we just put out.
All right, yes.
And I just learned it the other day, so maybe I'll try to do that. Is that cool?
Yeah, sounds good. Okay. So, yeah, can you talk a bit about that, too? I think you're touring with...
Yeah, we're going to be doing a short tour, unfortunately, there's no plans to come out west yet, but we're doing a week in the Maritimes and then a week in, like two dates in Quebec and then, like, five shows in Ontario.
Yeah.
So that's all we have planned for touring right now. It came out in December, and the project was sort of based on Fred Squire and Dan Romano had been talking about doing this folk record together. And so Dan, just after Sappy Fest, which happens in our town in August in Sackville, New Brunswick, Dan went back home, and then he took a train out to Sackville the week later and with all these songs in mind. And it's the idea is just that they're sort of classic folk tales, and he put them to his own sort of harmonies, and he and Fred kind of reworked a few of them, and then Dan also wrote two of the songs for the record, but sort of in a folk tradition. And so, yeah, it's kind of doing really well, like, I think it's turned out to be a beautiful record, but I'm going to see if I can remember how to do this song.
All right.
I didn't play guitar on the record, I just happened to be there, because Dan came to our house, and I had my kids with me, so I was mainly hanging out with my kids, but when it was time to do a take, I'd go sing it with them. So, you know, my kids are old enough that they can take care. They just watched us in the garage. But it was a cool project. We just recorded it in the garage with the door wide open, so sometimes you hear cars go by. And, but I think I can...
That's awesome.
I'll probably switch back and forth between Dan's harmony and my harmony and Fred's harmony, because I can never remember. Like, he sings lead usually, right? But I'll try to get it right.
Awesome.
So this was written by Daniel Romano.
I've been called a runner, and I always leave my place, racing to another town, another face. The roads become my lover, gasoline fuels my soul. Just as quickly go. So don't you rely on me, 'cause I won't be there for you. No woman I've found can slow me down, and I'll die before I do. Smooth and small, she warned me then about my ways, but her words I can't recall. It was something about running and the killing of my pride. Don't think of it that often, I never made the time. So don't you rely on me, 'cause I won't be there for you. No woman I've found can can slow me down. And I'll die before I do. They found me in the gutter of the highway 17. Going back to my hometown when I slipped into a dream. Was lying by my mother's side when these words she spoke to me. Broken wing. I kind of ruined that a couple times, but anyway, sorry.
Sounds good to me.
A bit of the gist of it. It's better when Dan's playing guitar. I just learned it the other day. Sounds great. Fun.
So that's awesome. We pretty much, I think we have time for maybe one more song.
Okay.
Do you have one in mind?
Yeah, do I? Can it be like, what time is it?
Whatever, just one song. It's all good. You can play a 20-minute song if you want. Before that happens, some things we want to talk about. Last time you were on the show, you talked about you haven't been to a dentist.
I haven't been to the dentist. Yeah. No, I still haven't been to the dentist. Yeah, no. Do you want to talk about that?
No.
I haven't been to the dentist in 13 years. 14, no. Actually,
and you
wait. Still,
you said on. You were going to go check it out.
I know.
I can't remember why
you said I have another tooth that has since died. I know. You know, I went to the dentist when I was 21. That was the last time I was there. And now I'm 37, so it's been 16 years. However, there was one time there just before I got pregnant for Rosie, so 8 years ago, that I went for a checkup. And the dentist was pretty positive. She said it wasn't as bad as she expected. And she wanted to do x-rays, and then she asked me if I thought I might be pregnant, and I said, yeah, I might actually be pregnant. Turns out I was pregnant, and then I never went back for the x-rays. So my plan is to get my health back together by this summer, so I guess I will go to a dentist pretty soon. But I'm really afraid of the verdict, and I think I have some major work I need to do. Did I really talk about the dentist last time?
Yeah, you did.
It's so gross. I don't know why dental work conjures such a bad image in my mind.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's hard. Like, it's so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of tend to just keep plowing through. So, I don't know. But I kind of want to, you know.
Yeah, get healthy and starting your cleanse tomorrow.
Totally. I'm going to start detoxing tomorrow. It's going to be awesome. No, for true. I really, tomorrow's my day to...
Yeah.
Get back on track. Maybe I'll even quit coffee.
What are you going to... Do you know what your diet's going to be in, you know, China, for example? Mm-hmm. I know Japan, you can have...
I think I've been told, like, I remember when I was in Japan last time to ask for, like, the Buddhist menu.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's going to go. I mean, hopefully I won't have to eat meat. Like, I'm going to just try to be really careful about that.
Yeah. Do you know the words for it?
Not yet.
Yeah.
But I'll be traveling with, like, we'll be taken care of. Like, there'll be someone with us at all times. So... I mean, so it should
so
be pretty
fine.
Safe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Just be like trying to, how do you say, you know, vegetarian or something, or vegan in, I don't know.
I don't know either,
but
I'm going to have to find out.
Yeah. Because I think for Chinese, it's sort of different too, right? Like the word sort of for maybe, you know, include some other stuff that you don't think of sometimes. Anyways.
I don't know. All right,
Ben. Anyways, you'll be fine.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Julia, and then I fly back to Canada and I have a couple weeks off finally. So that I left home on January 7th. So it's kind of crazy that I'm not going to be home till March 23rd or something. Yeah.
Do you fly back to Vancouver or straight back to...
I have a layover in Vancouver for a night and then I fly out the next day home. Yeah.
Mm. Awesome. Mm-hmm. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun trip.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Yeah. I'm going to be with my friend Will, so... And Will and Phil. Phil from Mount Erie and Will from Toronto, my friend Will.
Awesome.
So it'll be good. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Will.
Take some pictures.
Yeah, I will.
Awesome. Julie Rohan live on CITR.
Okay, so I'm going to finish up with one more new song, if that's cool.
Yeah, sounds great.
Thanks for having me on the air, by the way. Okay.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, you're
trying to adjust the awesome mic.
Sounds like I'll be here every time. It seems like I'm here every time in Vancouver.
That's great, though. That's great, though. Next time, we'll do it again.
And yeah. One of my favorite t-shirts is my CITR t-shirt, the blue one I got last time. Yeah. Oh. It's a cool one.
Oh, thank you. I was going to say I came up with it, but no, I didn't.
Oh, no. But I wear it a lot, so. Oh. Okay, have fun, everybody.
You make me feel so bad, and all the times we had, well, I just can't think about it. You told me you loved me so many times. You told me you hated me too many times. But I just don't think I'm so bad. Gambler, no, he don't need no one. Maybe the fighter, no, he don't need no one. Maybe the drinker, he don't need no one. But then again, maybe he does. Culprit, it's hard stuff to deny. You put it in front of us, the sparks will surely fly. It's too bad it's ending this way. In all the nights that started out so well, then again, maybe he does.
All right. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
Julie Doron live on CITR. We'll get you again soon enough.
Yeah, next time.
Next time. Sorry for the craziness.
No worries. It was fun to be in this little room here.
Yeah.
It's good.
Next time, like I said, we'll go into a smaller closet. It'll be fantastic.
I've done many. I used to have many radio shows in my time, and I'm very comfortable in these rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I've done many a monologue by myself late at night to the airwaves in Sackville, New Brunswick. Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm just not a very good sound person, so I'm like playing on the levers. Oh, should this be louder? Whatever. We'll figure it out.
Yep.
Have fun on your trip. I hope everything works out fine. Coming up next, I'd like to thank Becky for giving me her slot for the show to do this.
Thank you, Becky.
Yeah, and also Irene for trying to get things figured out. I think the wall's broken. I don't know. The station's kind of weird. And coming up next is Gary. I thought his show was Radio Freak Act, but I think it says something else now. It says Exploding Head Movies. So that's coming up next with Gary. Till then, I don't know what I usually say. Happy Mondays.
He's going into shock! We're losing him! Give me the paddles. We're gonna have to shock him. Clear! Again! Clear! Again! Oh, man!
Local independent print media is in danger of expiring. The Discorder needs your help. Friday, March 5th, CITR hosts a night at the Biltmore to raise funds for Discorder magazine. An all-star lineup of local acts have donated their time to the cause. Performers include Apollo Ghosts, Fine Mist, MT40, Coban, Fanshaw, and Boogie Monster, as well as a special DJ set by the Japan Droids and CITR DJs Cam Dales and Tyler Fedchuk. Amidst the entertainment will be prize giveaways and a silent auction with wicked swag. Keep local independent print media alive and kicking. Friday, March 5th at the Biltmore Cabaret, 395 Kingsway in Vancouver.